Does anyone truly know where a story begins? Does a journey start with a first step, or does it begin much earlier, when those steps are being contemplated? Or even earlier, when the sojourner is on a completely different journey and blissfully unaware of the ruts and twists in the tilt-a-whirl road she can't yet see? This journey, my journey, could begin in any number of places and points in time. I have decorated entire walls with sticky notes to decipher which beginning is the most attractive and marketable, and then sat silently, remembering what I've been taught by the women who don't fuss much about which story is going to get the most attention. The women have changed me. I'm still being changed. Chances are you've not met these women before, unless you've been blessed to have stumbled upon their work. I can't wait to introduce them to you. Did you know that I actually set out to write a story about each of them with a goal of raising money to help build a school or two? Yeah, I thought I had it all figured out. I had a great plan of building a charity case that would woo you and win you over. That's what I do for a living. Craft clever content all tied up with shiny call-to-action bows. But I'm getting ahead of myself, because this story, the story of how the women have changed me, began years before my great idea. In fact, it began long before I realized I was being changed. It was September 2009, and I was standing next to my best friend, Courtney, in a place that looked like something out of a Tolkien novel, captivated by the world around me. Perfect plans, polished words. On the outskirts of Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, cinder block buildings seemed to tumble down a hill surrounded by stark cliffs and yellow flowers that bloomed in crevices. The air reminded me of springtime rain showers in Texas. The afternoon sky darkened, and soon the clouds danced at our feet. "I've never seen anything like this before," Courtney said, as we moved through the mist and listened to the sound of laughter coming from the building behind us. It wasn't our first short-term mission trip, but it was my first time leading a team. I had attended a 2-day training session and had received high praise from the instructors. My backpack was filled with money, insurance papers, itineraries, and emergency numbers, along with a notebook containing every detail of what the coming days would bring. Courtney's backpack had everything needed for painting and crafts. I wanted to do ministry, but I wanted even more to do something significant. I had created a blog to share the all-important stories and had promised to send compelling words to the mission sending agency, too. The night before, I had written my first post in anticipation of a day at the children's home.